you left off, which should be in the common room of the inn. It is early morning, and you are going to go and meet whose name is. Does anyone remember their name?
Meet the priest.
The priest's name. Okay, let me. Maybe I have it in my notes.
I'm gonna do a history check.
Bodyguard that owes us. Bookie saved executioner's run. Rumors deep in the heart of the jungle city built by minotaurs.
We knew a priest.
We did know a priest.
When did that happen?
But we do know that we were supposed to meet her at the fifth dock.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
Yeah. We were supposed to meet someone at the dock?
The fifth dock in the morning.
What? I mean, all right, I guess.
Which side of the dock?
I'm sure we'll be... I mean, we've seen her before, so I don't... I hope we don't have to make, like... I mean, we just saw her last night, technically. So hopefully we don't have to, like, make a roll to figure out if we see her or not.
No. I mean, like, it's just which one is number five? That's what I'm saying. Because if you count...
Oh, I see. You know, do you count from the top?
And you do left from right or, like... Yeah. Right from left, down.
You failed to ask her that.
We did, but we can ask everyone else. We'll ask people at the docks.
To be fair, there really is only two docks that she could be at, you know, depending on where you start. So you could always check both. Mm.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, we could just ask, how do the dock numbers work? Like, just at, like a dock
one,
worker.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we could go to the one that's on the bottom of that, like, wall there. Or we could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the one next to the walkway.
Both have a walkway, don't they? Oh, you're talking about the lower one.
There's the lower one there. That's on the that's the fifth one from the bottom. Or you could go the fifth one from the top, and that's, like, on the right-hand side or left if you're facing... You know, if you're standing there, the walkway that walks out, wall there.
Can you rotate maps? That'd be great.
No.
Why would you do such a thing?
Technically, you can, but you'd have to rotate the map and then re-upload or re. Oh my god! Did I just say inload?
You could have
to import.
Flip your laptop over and you would be able to see it from the other way.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we should head down to the docks and then try and figure out what we're doing. Or where to go.
I think so too. I don't think we should split the party because look what happened last time. It was only... It didn't take him long to get lost. You know, I mean...
I did kill some evildoers, or wound. I didn't kill them.
You say they were evil... I mean...
So,
they will never thieve again, though.
Sure. If they did... Anyway, let's go. I like having the big screen to be able to just spread out all of the different.
Isn't it nice? And you know windows. What's even nicer? It's just one machine. It's not.
I had at one point I had three laptops going because not one would run everything. All
to
at
like
once.
Do two things.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I'm very happy.
Awesome. All right, so you guys head out from the as a party to go to the dock. Heather reminds you that you guys are going to meet Undril Silvertusk. And she's a female half-orc priest, Torm.
What?
And she works for the Order of the Goblin.
Of course. We knew that. I mean, didn't we? Yeah. I would have remembered. But thank you. Do you remember, either, do you know which dock it is?
There's like story cards. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so, I still have no idea who you guys are talking about. I don't remember a thing.
You had convinced her to buy a canoe, and she...
Hopefully it's not a canoe, because...
So you guys are headed to meet her where she bought this river raft.
A river raft would be better.
Like a Huckleberry Finn?
I hope not. Did she build it herself?
These are the conversations that you have as you travel.
Yeah. Is it, you think it's a door?
No, I mean, she's a priest. She must have, you know, paid for it with like church money or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, who gives money to church? I mean, I don't give money to churches.
Well, I mean, someone must. They got frickin' churches for everything around
here. I bet Brad gives money to churches. Do you give money to churches, Brad?
I smite foes for churches.
But yeah, you give, like, a portion of your money to the church, I'm assuming, right?
I'll have you know, a lot of people are very faithful and very helpful with the church, and I exist and don't ignore me.
What? Who are you?
Hi, Heather.
I am a real person too. Well, I'm actually not a person. I'm a high elf, and you're all beneath me.
Yeah, I mean you're much taller than I am. Let's go.
I mean I respect your culture. You know, the culture of high elves is very rich.
I have now made it a point to float directly above.
So, Zach is really keeping track of his money, purse, and all of his possessions as well, trying to, as they're walking through the city, trying not to walk through big knots of people, if possible.
I walk...
It is not possible for you to do that.
Okay.
It is mobbed. Even though it's early in the morning, there are people everywhere. Carts being hauled by dinosaurs with people on top of them. There's children racing through the streets. On several occasions, you have to watch out as like big giant splashes of water were like, you know, cascading towards you from people on second stories dumping bins out. Like, it is a thriving city, and it is just a mess going through.
I think since my walking style would just be, I walk straight.
You're a pack, so there's like a little bubble of null resistance just around you, and everyone has kind of found that little huddle. But yeah, you and also Heather, because she's like a cleric, and also like she's wearing her vestibles and her holy relic and all that. Like, she's looking very standoffish, and she exists, which is most important.
I'm just flying above the crowd, just hovering above you guys.
I have to say, Heather, you look a lot different than you did the last time we saw each other.
I know the value of my own existence. I am useful. I can do things like this. And she doesn't do it because it uses stuff.
Well, he's commenting that the portrait that you chose is different than last time.
Also true. Yes, I forgot I changed the portrait.
She does look more like an elf this time now, actually.
Mm. It is actually a high elf this time. That you mentioned.
So is she a high elf or a high elf?
She's not by Winnis. Oh, okay. I mean, I don't think so, but she is a cleric. I mean, maybe she's a weed cleric. I don't know. Mm.
I forget what she is. Trying to find that out, actually. but I don't seem to have the same map you guys do, so I need to figure that out too.
Well, our...
I believe the word for that is shaman.
Oh, that's cool. We've got a green... at least on the map that I can see, we've got a green pin that says you are here.
Yes, that is a new thing. You'll be using that map to traverse the wilds of Cholt, and will actually be traversing the wilds of Cholt mostly correctly. Mostly.
I'm okay with mostly.
Waiting for me to load up Heather. Because I actually made her on D&D Beyond so that I could play her. With her spells, and I, even though I transferred her over to Fantasy Grounds, a lot of her spells didn't come with it, so I didn't.
I don't know.
Heather looks over at you.
That's funny.
And you're just like, what?
Oh, wow, you know Goblin? That's cool.
Heather speaks a lot of languages. Heather's a very valuable member of your team, guys.
He almost stepped in some horse shit.
Ah!
Or more likely dinosaur shit.
Dinosaur shit, yeah.
Ah! Ah!
And then he says, he just swears in Goblin.
Okay, so, that's a sound.
Yeah.
So after about an hour or so, you guys finally make it to the dock. And which side of the dock, and or what are you going to do when you get there?
I
think we should go to the top half.
Well, we're closer to the bottom half, so let's try the bottom half. If we walk over here towards like the fourth and the fifth ones from the bottom, we can just ask them and be like, which dock is the fifth dock?
Sir?
Hey, so the person you're talking to just kind of like blankly stared off into the ground for a moment and like kind of head real quick and like
comes to like kind of holds his animatronic.
Hey, kind of holds it.
Like,
whoa. So he kind of holds his head. And when you kind of like see him like almost like grappling, like battling with something. And he looks up to you and his eyes have kind of like glazed over. And he's just, all you hear is, what do you want?
Sorry, wrong person.
I go to somebody else.
I walk up to him like, hey, which way is dock number 5?
And so when you look up into his eyes again and they're glazed over, and then he shakes his head again and they like clear back up, and he just like looks at you kind of like, eh? What?
Which way is dock number 5?
So he begins to speak to you in Choltian and shaking his head and like pointing at his mouth and to you, and you can roll for insight.
I also use a divine sense to just like get his vibe.
That's a 5.
Sure, I'll try also for insight. Yep. Hold on.
Yeah, everyone roll for insight. Everyone who's paying attention, roll for insight.
I also use a divine sense.
I'm looking up divine sense.
Okay.
Mainly because I want to avoid you reading it to me.
I got 13.
I listening to other people read things to me. I just read myself so much faster. It's finding it that's not fast, though.
I mean, it's under actions on my sheet and class features.
I can't look at Sir Brad.
So you identify the presence of like, it's It's both celestial and undead, but it's a weird kind of mix of the two.
Uncelestial?
Like, is it cut and dry, good or evil?
You can't tell. It is unformed. It's very... You are perplexed by this whole situation. Like, you're not really sure how to really... Where your opinion... What it... You know, it just... And then, like, it... It's just... Whew, right there, but...
If he does anything, like... If he wrongs me in any way, then I'll fight him. But I'm just, like, ready to fight him.
Staring at you guys blankly. What did you guys get for insights?
I got to 13.
Okay.
A three.
Okay, so you guys are confused and think that he might be possessed. Zach, though, notices that he clearly just doesn't speak common. He only speaks Choltian, and so do with that what you will.
I'm going to somebody. We're just gonna thank you.
Bye.
Move on to the next person. Hi. Which stock would be number 5?
So the person that you were talking to just like shakes his head and carries out on his way. And the next person you talk to,
what a rude person.
They tell you that there's no numbering system.
I'm not a person.
Okay. Did I call you?
What?
I'm confused. Hey, the person you are talking to.
Oh no. Never mind.
Says there is no numbering system for the docks, but there are more than 5.
Alright. So she doesn't know that, so maybe we'll just go to the 5th dock here, like the one that's closest to us, and then if she's not there, maybe she's up at the other one.
Okay. The guy laughs and walks away.
Because... Oh, he was being an asshole! Excuse me! Another person. Can you tell me which one is number 5? Which dock is number 5? Can I use persuasion? Oh, yeah, great. I have... somebody use persuasion that has more than 0, please.
Sixteen.
That's better.
Throw it up.
Say what?
Yeah, go for it. Say your thing. Throw it out.
Hey, which way is dock number 5? We're real lost, and we're looking for a priest. We're trying to escort her somewhere, and we need to. We don't know which dock is number 5.
So he points you over to the corner posts on each dock, and explains to you the symboling system, and then gives you further directions to the 5th dock. And they're literally just triangles, and the number of triangles is the dock number. It's really stupid. But but they're fancy colors. So,
thank you, bud.
So...
the city council spent a lot of money on these for no reason.
And they had to be different colors.
You have to be inviting to invigorate the economy.
Try to figure out how to drop them again. Well, I can't. Yeah. So when you're looking at the harbor ward, the stone bridge, it's the last dock.
We head there.
Yes.
Yeah, the four next to number 13.
5 is next to number 13?
We don't have the numbers. Never mind.
Oh, okay. I just assumed that, you know, yes, they all have numbers, but they're not in order.
So we go there and see if she's there yet.
Oh, also, I think that's Heather, that's unidentified creature, and Taban, they don't have all their hit points.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I fix that?
I just deleted somebody by accident.
Wasn't me.
No!
All right, Taban, he's our, like, savior. Kinda. I mean, I did try to kill him. But, it's fine.
It's Coop.
Yeah, he's saving you. And dedicated his to make it up by guiding you through this forest safely. All right, so you're all on the map and shit. Oh. Right, so you get to the fifth dock, and the first thing you do is roll for perception.
Okay. Roll perception.
Minus one. 9. Yeah. My helmet is for, like, holy intimidation. It's not very good for looking through.
I got a 21. A dirty 21. Every roll I roll is dirty.
No. I look at your virtual dice. I'm like, you should probably clean those a little bit. Kind of grimy.
I like you can't you wash the luck off of them if you do that.
Seasoned. Okay. I mean, literally seasoned, you know, with cheese dust and, like, kinds of chips.
They're dill flavored.
Yeah, pickle chips. I feel like I got a lot of pickle chips.
Okay, so what did you guys get?
21.
I got 10.
And?
10.
Sean?
9.
Heather exists. Oh my god, I'm so glad you can't see me fumble for trying to figure out where my skills are.
You're doing great.
I'm doing amazing.
It's wonderful.
She critically failed. She has no fucking idea.
She walks right into the ocean.
Why are you here?
All right, so Zach, the first thing you notice when you get onto the fifth dock is that the fifth dock has a distinct lack of anything that you would really consider nice. Like, you've walked into the shankiest, like, boat shop area. Like, it's just, they're all sleeky, small canoes that are very narrow. They have a very narrow centerpiece, but they have two wide, small, like, raft things, that pontoons that come out on either side to keep them balanced. But, like, they are tight and not very nice. And standing next to the third best or worst one, depending on your mindset, is a very pleased and happy Undrill Silvertusk, She is beaming with pride and staring at her brand new worthy vessel.
Where's our boat?
She takes both of her arms and she points to it. And she goes, I've dubbed her Abigail.
That's good that you named the ship, right? But where is it? When is it coming?
She hands you two big pole arms, and she goes, I'm ready to leave whenever you are.
Just don't hit right. it with a and bottle of wine when you christen it. I'm just saying. As it gingerly get leave. On the boat.
And I turn around and leave.
Hey, Brad, come on. We need to be nice to this person.
It is not in regulation inspection worthy.
No, it's perfectly fine. I was assured that as long as you had two people bailing it out, that it could make it all the way to Court Fort Vengeance in no time at all.
Bithra, do you have mending? Does anybody have mending?
I can mend.
That would be perfect. See the holes there? Can you make them a lot smaller, like not there? if you have to bail out, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it is less than a foot in size, so yes, I can mend it.
Perfect.
Yep, give me about 42 seconds.
Got it.
Not bailing the water out, and I'm not rowing if I fix this boat.
Oh, absolutely not. Is this Heather that's saying this, or is it that?
This is Heather.
Oh, well.
I will fix this boat, but I am not rowing, and I am not bailing.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we don't have to bail if you fix the hole. So
it's about half full already. You guys have to bail it out before you leave.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I feel like that's huge. So thank you, Heather. I appreciate you, and I see you.
I exist and wish to be validated.
I can only fucking think of the Avatar movie. I see you.
So go ahead, and she you know, does it. She fixes it. She goes through each, you know, runs her hands along the inside, feeling for cracks and casting mending at each time. And she like whistles while she does it.
Excuse me, ma'am. Did you purchase this boat or did you rent it?
Oh, no, my vessel.
Oh, wonderful. That means we fixed your Abigail and not somebody else's. That's great.
I am very pleased.
Oh, I'm wonderful.
There were holes in it.
Yes, that's true. So we get in. How long does it take us to bail it out to the point where? How big is it? Can we lift it?
So it is like 8 to 10 feet long.
Okay, so it's bigger. It's bigger than I thought it was. That's good.
Yeah, and it is. While it is wide, it's still kind of skinny. Like the outer points of it are like 3-inch tubes, basically. Picture that, and then there's like a 2-foot gap of water, and then the canoe on both sides. So it's like they're like wings. It's a type of boat, and I don't know what it's called.
Is it a pontoon boat?
Yeah, it's like a pontoon boat, but it's not like it's not a flat
across. It's like, you know, a Polynesian sea canoe or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Sure. That's okay. Say that word. Those words. I picture that thing in my head. So.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So we bail it out then. How long does that take?
We do about a half hour.
All right. Cool.
But like you can begin heading out in that time. Like she points out multiple times.
Yeah, but I'd like to stay dry.
I use my helmet to help her bail out so we can.
You know, your helmet's got holes in it.
So this is my...
He's got a tiny bucket for the top.
So this is my... This just hit me, but we're going to assume that you guys ate breakfast and had and hydrated at the inn before you left.
Yeah. Sorry. And, yeah, we should have said that, but we did.
And this was, and this is the, and once you get out of the city, you won't get any more tutorial handouts for that.
Gotcha.
So Heather leans over and creates and destroys water and removes all the... Never mind, that's a first level spell. She doesn't do that.
Okay. No, we'd like to save that if we can. So yeah, perfect. So we bail out the ship and the boat and we go. Right?
Perfect.
Works for me.
All right, so you guys head out and fill in some time here, because you're traveling. I'll tell you when something happens.
All right.
George Washington pose on the end of the...
So maybe we should play Boulder Parchment Shears and see who goes first.
Yeah, you guys are going to want to have to designate a guide. And guide... is going to make a... Well, I make a wisdom saving throw on behalf of them.
Okay, I'll be the guide, because I'm the ranger.
What about the NPC dude we have?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we can... I don't know. We'll let him go, and we'll see how he does then. Maybe he's better?
I feel like he might be better.
He's lived here longer.
So he takes charge, and if you guys want to switch to the player map. All right, I really need to pee. I'm sorry. I will be back. That's why I wanted you guys to
Oh, it's okay. We'll
So you guys are headed out and do some content. Bye.
So I was going to talk to the priest, but I couldn't because she can't. So we'll have to talk amongst ourselves.
Too much pressure! I need a drink of water.
Everybody, but you can't... All right, he jumped in the ocean.
I just George Washington pose at the end of the boat.
So I will... take out my bow and knock an arrow as we leave and kind of keep an eye out, I guess. Talk with Sir Brad and see if...
So have you ever been to, like... Have you ever been in the jungle?
No.
No, not at all, huh?
No, it's very and hot, you, very sweaty.
You yeah.
See, but I'm just... It's just, like, I'm underwater.
Yeah, so you decided to just come to the jungle for fun, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm needed here, you know. This whole, like, not coming back from dead thing is kind of unfortunate. Being a paladin and all, I'd like to do that.
I mean, I would like to be able to come back from death, but you know what would be better? Is to not die at all. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I can also help with that. Well, I get more help with that now. I can't bring people back from the dead yet, but I will.
I've been working on it for quite a while now. You know what I've been working on? It's kind of neat. I can almost make a berry that we can eat. Almost. I haven't figured it out yet.
So you've thought of it.
Yeah. It's something I think I can maybe do at some point. Just shit out a berry and then we can eat it. I don't think I'll do it that way though. I mean, just that doesn't sound right. But maybe that's how it works. What do you think?
I came back this conversation at like the worst point.
I might call him like I don't know, Dingleberries maybe, or maybe Goodberry would be a better name for it. I don't know.
Yeah, it would be more marketable to get to the stick and then you're,
Oh, you think I could sell them?
Probably.
You have to really stress that people have to eat them within the first 24 hours, though.
I mean, yeah. I guess I could.
It would be more like a restaurant then, because, you know, they degrade after a while.
Oh, I wouldn't want to sit around and give people food. I would want them to buy them and go away.
Yeah, I mean, they don't really disappear after 24 hours. They just stop being as good. So, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean,
Are these still edible?
I don't know. I haven't made one yet.
You just shrug.
Oh. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Being an uncouth person that doesn't like society, I'm sure that Zach farts and burps constantly.
And I, as a fairy from the wilds, just, I have no manners either.
Do not make fun of it, because it's a natural phenomenon and everyone does it.
Everybody poops.
I feel like that's the paladin. My set of.
I'm gonna ask Heather how she's feeling, but she doesn't exist, so it's okay.
she's T-posed right now.
I'm very concerned. What do you need?
What is it, Heather? All right.
No, I'm fine. I'm right here. I'm actually, I'm going to take just a second just because Zoe's not back yet, so.
Okay.
And I continue George Washington pose at the end of the canoe thing.
getting prepared for the storm on Gettysburg.
And it's not historically accurate, but just scan the horizon, all dramatic, like, you know, like the hand on forehead,
standing all proud, in the midst of enemy territory. Definitely wouldn't get you shot.
This is the best vantage point for spotting any hazards. I lean out a little bit over the side. Like, just my head. Not too far. Just a little lean. So I'm the first thing that goes into the unknown. And it's just that, and everyone else is just sitting down. Is my cape doing stuff? There's wind. We can say there's wind. My cape's doing cool stuff. It's like a cool screensaver. Not a screensaver, like a wallpaper. Motion wallpaper.
Yeah, every time it hits the corner, it's perfect. Everyone celebrates.
Hey. Krusty the Clown. So, we're going down a river. We should be there almost by now, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think we're there.
Do definitely won't take like 3 weeks.
We made it.
I have a minus one for survival. I have an accurate idea of how far it is, but I don't know. There's no DM.
Say we all have a pretty decent idea of where we're going.
Yeah, let's do it.
We all know we're on the same page. Good. Good. It's good that we're here. That we're good. That we're relatively...
Who needs a DM? We just have to make our own rules.
I'd imagine.
Zach stands up.
Oh, look! I found the soulmonger. It was under my ass the whole time.
Oh my god.
We all win.
So, I'm gonna concentrate real hard on it. Oh, no, it didn't work.
Suddenly, God returned. And plague for everyone! Over his shit, and you're all being loud! I don't know, I was just hungry. I have too many maps opened.
We decided that we made it.
Cool. I'm so proud of you.
To you know, we found the soulmonger. I have it in my hand.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. It's nice and purdy.
It's full of souls. Wants them.
It's mongering the souls. Is it? Oh, it's a shoe. That's what it is.
So we're going down the river.
A third of your day goes by. The rain stays about a steady drizzle throughout the entirety of it. And I have no idea what you guys did and talked about, but all of that was during the first third of your day.
Okay. It's a drizzle.
Whenever the boat starts to get full of water, I bail it out from the rain. I've got like a little baby, the mini cup. About tiny hands. Yeah.
And I remain vigilant at the at the front of the bus.
I just kind of watch the river and make sure that it looks like maybe we're heading in the right direction.
Okay, so I'm going to need you to roll a d20.
Me?
Yeah.
Zach's going to just roll a d20?
Yep, just a plain old regular d20-o. Ooh, nice.
Is high good? I hope so.
So, basically what happens is you were so vigilant that you've become, like, slightly anxious. And so for the second third of the day, you're, like, constantly, like, feel like there's an itch between your shoulder blades. Like, something's watching you. And more importantly, like, your mind keeps wandering back to that strange encounter you had at the dock.
You guys, it's weird out here. I don't know. I mean, I've been in a lot of wilderness areas, but this place is weird.
can you, do you feel, I like, so, somebody's watching me. You guys watching me? Is it somebody? I think it's, maybe it's somebody, somebody across the river.
I'm always watching you.
I draw my heavy crossbow and load it. Just like a shotgun sound. Yeah.
Drops an arrow in.
So I have my bow strung and I am watching with an arrow ready for if something comes up out of the river or what have you.
I need you to roll another d20.
Oh, that's much lower.
Yeah, that paranoia only gets worse as the night gets closer. It's, and so
they're out there.
Even though you would normally get like a long rest tonight, your long rest is actually turns into a short rest because you're so fitful with your sleep. But as the night, as the final third of the day rolls towards, the monk paddles over towards the center area of the river and drops a small anchor out the side. One of the things you really immediately noticed is that this river, even though it's very wide and winding, it is pretty much dead. Like, there's no current whatsoever, and there's just, the only time there's any movement is when an underwater creature skitters across the top, or a fish jumps out and splashes back in. The poles that you use traversing the water, but otherwise it's just still. So she goes over and she sets up a anchor in the middle and immediately just like leans back. And in order for you guys to sleep like this, you all pretty much cradle each other in your laps.
I'm on top.
Yeah. I feel like I need the whole canoe to lay down.
I just lay next to the Goliath.
Do oh, I? That is fine because you two are like small creatures, and I'm really big.
Do I get like a point of exhaustion or anything because I don't sleep, or am I good?
No, you're good. No exhaustion. It's just like, I mean, you don't even really need a long rest because you just had one, and nothing occurred. So like. But it's just like it's a short rest instead of a long rest.
Oh, is Heather still hurt?
No, she couldn't be. Okay. Yeah, no, neither one of them is hurt.
Okay, cool. I thought they were hurt, so I could use lay on hands before we do a long rest. But actually,
no, they had a long rest before at the end too. They went to Daban's house, and
okay.
He went to the inn. So, yeah, you guys gonna, what you gonna do? You are setting down for the night.
I'm gonna attempt to take a long rest.
Yeah.
Since I can't take a long rest, I'm going to take watch. I feel like that's what I would do anyway because of the way that I'm paranoid right now.
Okay. So in the first third of your watch, or first third of the night, I need you to go ahead and roll for perception.
Perception. Yeah, I could have done better, but I... Not too bad. 11.
All right. So the first thing you notice is a giant shadow come out of the the forest over the bank and creep towards you. It's just like a big oval, silently. And you slowly look up, and there's a brontosaurus head above you. And he's pretty much oblivious that you exist, and just takes this little brontosaurus head and just smashes it into the water and begins drinking furiously, which disrupts you all, and you all have to roll for dexterity to not fall out of your canoe. Dexterity saving throw. Go!
Wait, no, that's not a save.
19. I just immediately fly up into the air and resettle back down.
12, that's not great, but I could have done. Yeah.
So, all right, you guys are back up into the water. And, you know, everybody, you made it. You held on. Oh, except for Taban. Taban's in the water. Somebody help Taban.
I try and help him.
Quick, well, somebody help Taban.
Somebody with strength. Somebody with strength help me.
Roll for survival. If someone with strength helps you, use advantage.
Oh, I should actually just pick him up. Because I plus 4, or plus 6 with athletics.
17. First survival.
You scoop him out. Ah, he's coughing, though. He's, like, spitting shit up, and it's not great. But you got him.
You gotta be careful there, buddy.
Yep, so that's the first third of your night. And, yeah, it's going good. My phone is exploding, and I was... It sucks when you're the DM and people want to talk to you during DM times. Because it's not like a player where you can just like sit back and just not do anything. It's very much you have to do stuff. But I also want to be nice and social, so it sucks. It's hard. I'm really torn. You know, life's hard. So yeah, you guys make it. The brontosaurus fills up on its disgusting river water and leaves.
That was dangerous.
That was so majestic.
Yeah, I feel like that was kind of neat, actually.
Nature's neat.
Well, it might come back.
I've read about nature very much.
Nature's neat. I'm just being paranoid.
You know, I think we should get a gun because, you know, I like to tell nature that I respect you and that you're neat, but I respect your distance.
Well, I do respect nature, but that's big.
And I respect its distance.
Unless it comes right for me, then snap and shake. You know, do like a twisting motion, like a turnaround from like just being facing forward for like 12 hours to like suddenly like
justice does not carry to animals.
it's a little more lenient, essay, yeah.
Brontosaurus don't have souls.
Like say safe food.
It's not like it's, you know, a human or anything.
Well, I'm a Goliath, so like I
right exactly
about humans actually, but like I mean none of us are humans, so like we could don't we hate humans, guys? Yeah,
Taban himself and just goes, oh.
I don't hate humans unless they hate me.
If they hate me, then they're evil.
I fly right up to the to Zach, and I'm like, I hate you, and I put my hand on his shoulder.
I don't know how to take that. Maybe this is why I'm paranoid. I don't know.
I go back to just
George Marsh's. Anyway, I lay back down and go back to sleep.
I sleep that way. This is my sleeping position.
So I'm going to, I guess, be up for the rest of the night, except for when I am in my short rest.
So the second third of the night goes by, and there are no events, and same for the third. You wake up with the dawn to the sound of the Choltian jungle roaring to life. And by that, I mean literally roaring as dinosaurs scream and die along the banks.
Oh, good.
Rex going to town. It's going om noms noms, and people's are running.
So can we see the Tyrannosaurus Rex? Yes.
Yep. Yes.
All right. I'm gonna stealth in the bottom of my boat.
Oh, you're fine. He's like hundreds of feet away and like engrossed with that. Like not even.
So
picks up the anchor and begins to fix up her pole and is like, "Are you guys ready to go?
We gotta. We'll eat breakfast on the boat while we're out, so that we can stay away from the big teeth."
Sure. So, do you guys have water? Heather asks.
I haven't said it, so I haven't been. So I'm gonna set up my my rain catcher in the middle of the boat.
Okay, so Heather is gonna go ahead and cast a level one spell and create water for everyone.
Okay, so cool.
She creates a gallon of water each.
What is it like? What does it get? What does it accumulate in?
There's. I assume that you have water skins.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I have a water skin.
She fills each one of our lungs with water.
She makes a 30-foot cube of 10 gallons of water.
Wow.
Or no, sorry, I read that wrong. I read one.
Sinks the boat.
It makes a cube of 10 gallons of water. It just floats in the air, and you get a scoop off of it. And once it's done, she directs the rest into the water.
Cool. So we drink it like it was in space, in the, like if they when they are like in the space shuttle, and it's just a sphere of water.
Pop a little bit in your mouth.
Yeah.
I jump up into it.
Let's not.
Everyone roll for dexterity. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Let's not do that.
Right. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, Brock. Well, it's happening.
Oh, that's good. 9.
Good. I got a 10. Heather exists.
And she exists. So Taban and Ubro both disappear.
Like, just evaporate?
Like, they go into the water and...
Taban's not very dexterous, huh?
Not today.
That's the second time he's gone into the water.
Zach, you have fallen off into the water. I need you to make a survival check to get out. Everyone else, what did you get, Sean?
I got a 7.
You are also in the water. Bithra, you are also in the water. Everyone is in the water.
How about a 23 for survival check?
All right. Yeah.
With that, able to, with that roll, to, can I help somebody else?
So you have disadvantage where everyone is in the water, so no one can help you get in.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you want me to roll again?
Everyone rolls with disadvantage to get in.
Aha.
17.
All right, so you're able to climb in, and you can, everyone, when I also need you to roll a constitution saving throw when you get back in the boat.
Let's not jump in the boat, huh?
I critically failed.
Okay, so you drop underneath the water.
We gotta, what about he can, what about he can fly, but does that mean that his dexterity saving throw that he rolled, he didn't fly very well? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he should.
No, I was in the boat and I fell off.
Okay.
I wasn't dexterous enough to fly.
Okay, cool. I got.
Now his wings are all wet and they can't fucking get him out. And he critically failed, so.
Got little bitch bug wings.
All right, so Sean, you need to roll again to get back in the boat.
Is that a survival, or can I use that?
It's survival.
Survival with disadvantage. Did you already roll once?
All right, here we go.
Actually, cool. It's just all right. Yeah, so you're still in the water.
All right,
It's roll again, but it's not disadvantage because Zach is in the boat to help you.
Oh, gotcha. That's a lot better.
Okay, try again. Try again.
I'm trying to grab his hand. Oh my god!
And he's sucked underwater. Everyone is sucked underwater. You're alone on the boat. All you see is bubbles. You're running out of time.
All right, so I attach a rope to my an arrow and I shoot it into the water. At one of the bubbles. I don't know who it is.
Okay, I need you to roll for attack and roll for survival to see if how well you do. The knot.
All right, I'll roll attack first because I feel like if I hit someone and pull them in the boat, they're not dead. Okay, so that's a dirty 20 for attack with a bow, and then survival. Ah, 12. At least I got plus 5.
Roll for damage.
Roll for damage. Longbow damage. Oh, max damage. 12. Damn, right, Sean, I killed someone.
You did 12 damage.
Jeez.
Oh, I have 13.
So now grab the rope.
So yeah, you are choking on, you're like, you know, tied up in murky water. Something is holding you. You don't know what, but you're like, and then you get struck through the abdomen by an arrow and it's just like in your chest. You grab onto it and there's a rope.
I tie the rope to the boat.
Zach, I need you to roll for strength if you're going to pull them up, or survival if you're going to tie it off.
I'm going to tie it off because my strength is not great.
Oh, wait. I can I use Stone's Endurance, by the way?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a 10 for tying the rope off.
Where is it? I'll use it once.
Go ahead and roll for strength, Sean, to pull yourself out. Meanwhile, everyone else is also drowning.
12.
So can I try
go ahead and roll for I'm just going to keep going with survival to try and escape.
14.
Nope.
Oh.
Did Heather
kick? Heather kicks free.
Oh, so you just missed it, Beth.
So I.
Hey, 19.
I don't take any damage.
Good. I need you to roll for strength, Sean.
He did. He rolled. Where is it? 12.
11.
He rolled a 12, but the 11 was for his stone's endurance, so he didn't take damage.
So you're able to break yourself free and pull yourself up to the boat.
Nice. I don't notice the arrow that's all the way through me. I'm like,
yeah, you much notice it's there. Very much, you know it's there.
I mean, I took no damage from it.
Yes, you did.
Took the damage and then consciously chose not to shove.
You've taken you took one damage because it was 12 and you reduced 11.
It's plus your constitution modifier.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. You know the arrow is there.
The arrow is in your chest, Sean.
You just chose to ignore it.
Thanks for throwing me that rope.
So, John, I do need you to make four constitution. Everyone actually needs to make four constitution saving throws.
Okay, I made my first constitution saving throw was, where is it? I think it was like a 10. Skill, light bow, longbow, survival, constitution. My first constitution saving throw was a 9. My next one will be a 15 and a 3 and a 4. Oh, awesome. That's great.
Don't jump in the boat.
I thought it would be funny. I'm the breaker of frowns. I thought I could swim in that bubble. And, yeah, I did swim.
Yes, we all swim.
Yes.
You all have throat leeches.
Oh, wonderful.
I pick them out. I take off my helmet and just...
Minuscule parasites known as throat leeches infects the water in Schultz Fortress, forests, swamps, and rivers. Any giant or humanoid that swallows tainted water must succeed on a constitution saving throw or be infested with throat leeches. Immediate symptoms include throat inflammation and shortness of breath. After a number of hours, the infected character gains one level of exhaustion that can't be removed except I describe below. Until the disease is cured, or at the end of each long rest, the infected creature may repeat a saving throw. On a failed saving throw, the creature's exhaustion increases by 1. On a successful saving throw, it decreases by 1. If you successfully reduce it to 0, the creature, you recover from the disease. So you are all currently incubating, and at your next short or in a number of hours, you are going to gain a level of exhaustion.
Great. Oh, good.
Awesome.
Is it considered a disease?
Yes.
Oh, I'm immune to that, aren't I?
Oh no, it's I don't know. I mean, that's what he said. It was a disease.
You are not immune to it because you were infected, but it is can be cured like a disease.
Oh, I just cure myself.
Right, but you don't know you have it.
You don't know you have it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean, once we start to show symptoms, you can have the DM tell you how you might figure it out. But until then, we don't know that anything happened except for someone. We all fell in.
Yeah.
Okay. So is our charge in the boat?
Everybody's in the boat.
Okay, everybody's in the boat. Nice. Good. That I just all I heard were like the two NPCs and the three of us. I just wasn't sure that we had to go looking for the person. Great, awesome.
Well, now that that's over, shall we continue on then?
Yeah. I think so. So breakfast.
Oh yeah, sure. I hand out rations for the day.
Great.
I also cast prestidigitation to dry myself off.
Oh, me too, please.
Yes.
I guess, and I snap my fingers, clean both of you.
And the half orc, it would go a long ways, maybe.
Yeah, I cleaned her way before you guys.
Oh, okay, cool. Good.
Yep, so you guys, you know, that happened. That thing that didn't need to happen, but did happen. And now you know what happens if you fall out of the boat.
Yeah, and that's a valuable lesson.
And just so you know, like, you were in the port, so, like, there's critters and shit that won't, like, eat you. But further down, like, falling in the water could just mean you get gobbled.
Yeah. So, yeah, we haven't even gotten into the mouth of the river yet.
Oh, you're still following along. You're in the bay of fucking Chult right now.
I'm
a lot of people saw that.
Yeah, a lot of people saw that.
Yeah.
You see? A lot of other people laughed. They thought it was funny.
Not a single one tried to help you.
I've successfully broken many frowns.
Alright, now can roll for your see if you get lost. I assume that, Zach, you're navigating again?
Yeah, unless Taban wants to do it.
Oh, it was Taban that was doing it.
Does he seem to be... I mean, I'm watching him. Does he seem to be doing an okay job?
Navigating?
Yeah, so far.
So far, sure.
Okay.
Really, I have no idea though. But like, he's taking you someplace.
Okay. All right. Well, she must know sort of where the camp is. I mean, like, how to go down the. At least we should know where the river is.
She just knows it's down river, and like you appear to be heading towards a river.
Are we heading? I mean, we have the map, so. Are we heading towards the river Shoshin Star, or are we heading toward the river Chiriki? Chiriki.
You can answer that question yourself by looking at the pin you are currently
in. Okay, I didn't notice that it was moving, so that's good.
Okay. Yep, so I will move the pin, and that is where you guys are. Now, whether or not that is actually where you guys are...
That's just where we...
Only I know that.
It's where we think we are.
That's where you guys are.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'll zoom in on that so that the viewers can see where we are. That was a D6.
So the first 30 of your day goes by, no problems. So Taban takes control again of heading you, pointing you your correct course downriver. And you start heading towards it. You guys are talking and doing your thing, and nothing happened.
So
yeah. For the second third of the day either.
We talk up, or at least Zach talks up the person that we're helping, just kind of trying to maybe get her story other than she's going down the river.
I start fishing.
Yeah, me too.
I watch, because I'm not very good at fishing.
Is that a survival roll?
What are you trying to do?
Fish.
I'm fishing.
Fishing rod?
Yeah, we bought some last game.
Oh yeah.
Tackle.
Yeah, I don't know how fishing works. You should fucking have fun with it.
Cool. I'm gonna roll for survival.
Survival, anything 15 or above, you get a fish.
Ah, I got a fish.
Roll D4 for how many pounds the fish is.
Ooh. 2.
You got 2 pound fish.
That's a pretty good fish. Although probably in Chult, it's probably not too awfully big.
Put it back. You do not have a permit, do you?
I don't. We're in the wilds. We don't need a permit.
Okay. Valid. Carry on.
Of course. So.
Do you have a permit to ask for my permit?
Oh no!
That's right. Oi! You got your breathing license.
So I, Zach, he holds on to it for a little while, realizes you can't cook it, and lets it go. Because we can't start a fire in the boat.
Well, haven't you ever heard of sushi?
I suppose probably Zach has eaten raw fish before. He is a goblin, and okay, sure. So he doesn't put it back.
Good. Yeah.
Cuts off the head, chucks that in the water.
Throw it out for the local wildlife.
Oh no! He cuts off the head.
Head is a delicacy.
He cuts off the head and uses it as bait instead. Not just chuck it in the water.
Oh, what?
So now I get advantage on my survival check for fishing. Because I have bait. Ah, it was worse. All right, cool. So we're on what? This is day 2. We have almost made it to the river.
I really like the rain animation on that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
On the beach?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we're on the beach?
Because I don't have a boat icon to put you guys in, unfortunately. I'm going to get one of those for next time.
Okay, cool.
But for now, you guys are, yeah, you are on the side of the river.
Cool. Can we see that camp that's over there? Or is that too, that's way too far. That's like a whole day away. So no.
What camp?
The one to the left there, the mining.
The mining.
There's a mining symbol on the beach map.
Oh no, on the big Chult map. On the.
Oh yeah, yeah. Each hex is like its own.
It's travel. A whole. It's all like a whole day, right?
Yeah, well, depending on how you're going. Yes.
Yeah. So we can't see that.
So yeah. And the first 2/3 of your day go by pretty uneventfully. And then shit happened.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. I look at you guys, I'm like, shit, I'm bored. You guys know any good songs?
I don't know if I've got an instrument. Let me look.
Who needs an instrument? I start beating on the side of the boat. And I'm like,
don't hit the boat. We just fixed it.
I have a +2 performance. Yeah, it's not very good.
No,
I'm rocking it.
I did not choose a instrument.
That's perception.
You roll perception, not performance. You're watching Sir Brad's performance.
I watched it with incredible ingenuity. I critically failed.
Probably because you were watching it with envy.
I critically failed zero. Not
something you watch things with.
Man, I thought you just watched. I thought you just listened to music. I didn't know the making it was so hard.
Roll for perception.
13.
Nope, I am being terrible at my performance. To
it's okay. It's you and Heather in a really deep conversation about existence. Like, did you know, Heather says, that this boat actually exists? Like, it's there. It's part of this world. And so am I.
I cast Divine Sense on Heather, because they keep saying, like, I exist, but you got... What?
Okay, I hope that's like a cantrip, because...
I think Divine... I think... I'm not sure if Divine Sense is...
I get three of them.
Yeah, well, you don't...
Okay,
you
don't there you go.
Sense right now.
She's a high elf. Yeah. Just have... This is just the thing she's doing.
Okay. Alright.
Because I kept forgetting that she exists. And now I'm remembering...
Just like being shifty, like, hi, I'm here.
Okay. Me too, though, to be fair.
So, Bithra, you notice, and Sir Bradgarian Thunderlogger, Knight of the Order of the Unicorn Breaker of Frowns, also notices that there's a cloud of sturges coming towards you. Everyone roll for initiative.
Zach notices that he's not on the map.
A cloud of sturges? Like in the water?
If you look at the map, you'll see them. They're giant mosquitoes, I guess. Picture them that way.
Yeah, that's what a sturge is.
Oh, okay. I see him now.
But Zach's not on the... Oh, there he is.
He is. Shut your lying mouth.
Ooh, Zach gets a 22.
Heather, you exist.
Cool. All right. So, Zach,
be up. All right. I see them?
No, you have no idea. Did someone warn you? Of the people that did see Heather. Heather noticed. She didn't. Heather did not notice.
I got 13.
Bithra got a 16. And
Sir Brad noticed.
Okay, cool.
Evil.
That doesn't make Zach stir whatsoever, because you're constantly saying that.
And I load my heavy crossbow.
Is that enough for Zach to notice? Yes. He's going to shoot at the one that is closest to the boat. Sturge number 5.
Okay, set it on target.
Ah, it worked. Oh, Taban is frightened. Is he actually frightened? Yes? Okay. Longbow. Oh, crit! Sweet. 26. That's a 26. And...
'Sturges is dead.
Instant death. Nice.
And can I use my bonus action to fire again?
You sure can.
If that's the case, I'm going to take out the one that's furthest away, because it seems like the others don't have very long range stuff. And I'm going to roll again. I shot someone.
Oh.
Should I roll?
You shot Heather. Damn it.
Oh, whoops. Wrong roll.
You did 16, 23.
Oh, shoot. I was still targeting the... You're going to have to give that Sturge 1 back his hit points. Did 12 damage. Holy shit. I hit Heather for 12 damage. Ah.
Summon your cat.
Sorry, Heather.
That totally worked.
Holy shit. Hi, cat.
Yeah, she bolted out of the room towards you.
Who's your good kitty? Aww. You just want lovin's.
Alright, that's the end of your turn, huh? It's Heather's turn. She looks at you and she's just like, ow!
Sorry.
She casts Cure Wounds on herself.
Okay, cool. She can heal herself. That's good to know.
Well, isn't she a cleric?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's also good to know.
And for her bonus action...
Oh, God!
Uh-oh. We lost it.
What did we lose?
No.
We got kicked out.
Disconnect? Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Navi kicking me out. I thought she pressed something on my fucking keyboard.
Oh, kicked me out too.
Oh no.
Huh.
Well, shit.
Are we gonna log back in, or are we gotta call it?
That's where we call it.
Wow. Okay.
Unfortunately timed.
Well, that's Wow. That's somebody. Yep. Yeah.
Nice. Excellent. Awesome.
Well, thank you, Fantasy Grounds.
Everyone else have a great night.
Yeah, that's wow, that was anticlimactic. You were like, we're fighting, and then
yeah.
Nothing. Yep.
We'll pick up that fight afterwards. It was working so well too, like
it was it.
Anything.
Yeah.
Then Heather had to fucking exist.
That's right. Heather's the one that shut it all down.
It was like, nah. Heather's turn. Ah, she broke it.
Heather got shot and was like, I'm done.
Alright, you guys do wake up in that following morning, and we can do this part. So everybody has throat leeches. You all start with you have a level of exhaustion at this point. So Sean, you, I take it, can cast Cure Disease?
I can cure one disease a day if I use all my Lay on Hands. If I use 5 points of Lay on Hands, I can cure a disease, which I use on myself.
You no longer have throat leeches, but you still suffer from a point of exhaustion until your next long rest.
Hold on. I just want to see what it says. But probably.
Yeah, if you use 5 points of Lay on Hands, then you can do one of the things you can do.
Cure a disease or neutralize the poison affecting the creature. Okay, I still do have a point of exhaustion. But...
Yes.
Yeah,
Sean, your feet are tulips.
wake up and just like cough up a couple of leeches and go back to bed.
It's more like a handful of grub, and you're the reason that everyone else now knows why they have what they have.
I look at you and I get so upset.
I think you can only get rid of a point of exhaustion with greater restoration, so that's going to be a while before you can do that.
Yeah.
Magic is point of exhaustion.
I wish I could magic away needing sleep.
I'm just like, I don't feel good.
It's a pretty. I think greater restoration is like level 5, so that's quite a accomplishment for somebody to do.
Yeah,
I haven't slept in 16 days. I guess I should go to bed.
Let's call it.
Then we're probably camping.
Sounds good. Who's gonna send us out?
Sean.
Get a disease and have you started the music yet? Go. Start it. Go.